Hapon po mga kababayan, naririto na naman po kami at inyong makakapiling dito sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ito po si Tita Birds, nagpupugay sa inyong lahat at magandang hapon pong muli. Ngayon po ay unang linggo ng Disyembre, Petsa 4 po at siyempre pa buwan na ng Pasko. Kaya masaya po kaming lahat dito. Ako una-una naghihintay ng regalo dito sa dalawang kasama ko sa radyo ngayong hapon. Walang iba kung hindi si Joe at si Tin. Magandang hapon sa inyong dalawa. Pasensya na kayo at medyo naghabol ako sa oras. But nakaabot pa rin. Paskong Pasko na sa bahay ni Tin. Ayan.
Yes! Merry Christmas!
Pinig natin ang diwa ng Pasko at napatugtog natin yan last week. Ang kanyang single, di ba, ni Tin.
Oo.
Angela Tin ng diwa ng Pasko, di ba? At syempre, po ay nagagalak at nandito po ulit kayo kasama namin ngayong hapon na ito, Disyembre na, at malamig na ang simoy ng hangin. Sabi nga ganun ng kanta. Pero dito kahit naman summer, malamig talaga, no? Mahangin. Kahit na summer talaga. Pero maulan-ulan pa, di ba?
Panay nga ang ulan ngayon eh. Kaunting sisikat ang araw. Mamaya mo nito, biglang bubuhos na naman ang ulan. Kaya parang hindi nga, actually spring na ngayon eh. And then summer na dapat.
Oo, diba? Parang nakakalito ang araw at ang mga anik-anik na ano. Pero syempre pa po, marami po kaming inihanda ngayon at kami po ay maraming songs. At saka po mamaya maririnig nyo rin po ang interview nila Tin at ni Glico kay Yuvraj. Ayan, kung paano nga ba ang isang second generation na siya dito sa New Zealand, di ba? Lumaki dito bilang migrant. Oo. Pero siya Filipino, pero ito po ay at least makita natin yung culture difference and similarities ng mga bata na lumaki na dito as they're growing with their parents and family and how they preserve the culture, ganyan po. And ngayon po ay December na po, tita. Ano ba ang inihanda mo sa amin ngayon?
Ayan. Bago po umpisa, sabihin ko muna yung, kasi tamang-tama yan sa pagkakasabi mo ng second generation Filipinos na dito na lumaki. Nag-attend ako nung Pinay na sitcom nakalimutan ko tuloy ang pangalan niya. Mamaya, yun ay story ng isang pamilya na galing ng Pilipinas. Maliit pa ang mga bata. Siyempre, 7 years old and 10 years old. Dito na lumaki. So, yung panganay, medyo Pilipino pa, pero yung lalaki siya. Pero yung pangalawa, babae, talagang kiwing-kiwi na. So, napakaganda, napaiyak nga ako eh. Parang naalala ko din yung paglaki ng mga anak ko kasi nang dumating sila dito, doon na din sila lumaki sa Pilipinas, pero nang dumating sila dito, yung panganay, Pinay na Pinay. Yung pangalawa, half-half. Pero yung bunso, talagang kiwing-kiwi na. So, nandun makikita mo ang pagkakaiba ng culture at nandun din ang mixture and nakikita mo rin ang kung papanong tayo mga Pilipino kahit nasaang lugar tayo, ang ating mga ugaling Pilipino na magaganda ay dinadala din natin at isineshare natin sa kapo natin Pilipino Kiwi. Ayan. Ito po, last Sunday we brought you a lot of curious facts about New Zealand. So today we are bringing you fun facts about New Zealand, including a few slightly unusual or very strange ones. New Zealand's history dates back just a few hundred years, but this country was inhabited by the first humans only 800 years ago, and it was of course the Maori who arrived first. But New Zealand is a well-established, beautiful country. That much everyone knows. There are also many other interesting things to learn about Aotearoa, the Maori name for New Zealand, meaning the land of the long white cloud. So we put together this list of 11 interesting facts about New Zealand to enrich what you already know about our beloved country. Country na natin ito dahil dito na talaga tayo nakatira. Although Pilipinas pa rin ang ating original na country, pangalawang New Zealand, but talagang New Zealanders na tayo. Ito po, first, we're the first country to see the sunrise. We start off with a mildly controversial one, as the acknowledgeable among you may know that Samoa is technically the first country to welcome the new day. However, thanks to the curvature of the earth, the North Island city of Gisborne on the east coast is the first to see the actual sunrise. It's a great place to visit, particularly on New Year's Eve if you're a party animal, as it really kicks off. It's otherwise good one to tick off the bucket list, and the East Coast is an amazing place to visit. Kung gusto niyo po, you can go online and look for world's first sunrise. Lalabas dyan ang East, ang Gisborne on the East Coast ng New Zealand. Ayan. Take the number two. Joe?
At ang sabi nga po, ang God Save the Queen is an official national anthem of New Zealand. God Save the Queen, England's national anthem, is and was the first national anthem of New Zealand. As a matter of fact, we're the only one, two nations in the world to have more than one, the other being Denmark. Our more widely recognized national anthem is called God Defend New Zealand. At yan po ay ikinanta na ni Tin, di ba? Tin, nung
foundation.
At,
sa ano?
Di ba? Talagang may Maori version din yan. Yan nga po yun. Hindi po yan naging national anthem until 1970s kasi, with the Queen's blessing. So that's all, but taken over. But if you're at particularly regal event, you might hear God Save the Queen in full voice. Ayan, yun pala yun.
Ayan, and Tin, take the number three, please.
Yes, we conquered Everest and discovered the proton, sabi dito. Wow. Kiwis have a great track record of being experts in the very big and very small. This is proved by the fact that we were the first to conquer Everest and the first to discover the proton. The two New Zealanders responsible for the above feats were, of course, Sir Edmund Hillary and Sir Ernest Rutherford. Interestingly, they are often mistaken for being British, but they are Kiwis through and through. They also both have the honor of appearing on our $5 and $100 notes, respectively. Ayan.
Ayan.
Oras na para ilabas ang mga notes na tinatago.
And see who is on number on the $5 note and the $100 note. And also, New Zealand is a volcano country. New Zealand is, you could say, slightly precariously placed on what's known as the Pacific Ring of Fire. Quite a few of them are classified as still being active, including the iconic Mount Ruapehu, otherwise known as Mount Doom from the Lord of the Rings. On top of this, our bigger city, which is Auckland, of course, sits on a large volcanic field of approximately 53 volcanoes. You need not worry though, as the last eruption here in Auckland was about 500 years ago and is most probably unlikely to erupt again. Sana nga.
Close our fingers, di ba?
Joe,
actually, ang clearest waters po sa buong mundo ay matatagpuan sa New Zealand. So whenever people often talk about pristine scenery and clear waters, there's just being nice. Totoo po yan. At ito po ay matatagpuan dito sa New Zealand. The Blue Lake in the Nelson Lakes National Park currently holds the record for having the clearest waters in the world. Remarkably, it has a visibility range of up to 80 meters. And its Maori name is Rotomairefenua, which means Lake of the Peaceful Land. Ayan.
Mm-hmm. All right, ito pa, next pa. Napaka-interesting din ito. Our insects are big. If you're a bit adverse or have a phobia of the creepy crawlies, then New Zealand may not be the place for you. That's because our insects have a habit of being very big. One of our best examples of this is the weta, the largest insect in the world, which has ears on its knees, loves carrots, and weighs in at 70 grams. Another is the poelifanta snail, which has a carnivorous diet of earthworms, which it sucks up through its mouth, weighs 90 grams, and can live up for up to 20 years. 20 years.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And our birds were big. As well as big insects, there was a time when our birds were especially big as well. No, we're not talking about our kiwi birds. We're talking about the moa and the husk eagle. The moa was a giant flightless bird, the largest species of which were as tall as 3.6 meters and 230 kilograms. The only predator species of moa, other than man, was the incredible husk eagle, the largest species of eagle to have existed, weighing 15 kilograms with a wingspan of over 2.5 meters and an attack speed of 80 kilometers per hour. Yan ang agila ng New Zealand.
Moa.
Isa pa po, hindi lang po yan. Dolphins din po dito ay not so big naman. Like our achievements, our animals are either very big or very small. In this case, the latter. So, ang Hector's dolphins, closely related to Maui dolphins, are recognized as the smallest dolphins naman in the world, with around 1.5 meters in length. These beautiful creatures with rounded dorsal fins and shades of white and gray and black are also very friendly. So much so that you can swim with them in a hidden gem that is in Akaroa. An amazing experience to include to your next trip. Ayan. So, ang dolphins pala dito, hindi ganun kalaki. Ayan.
Ayan. And syempre pa, there are a lot of cars.
Yeah,
speaking of driving, cars are just as prevalent in New Zealand. It's not quite to the tune of 9 to 1 people ratio, but they estimate that there are 2.5 million cars on our roads. That's a fair few considering there are only around 4.5 million people. The car has always been the number one choice of travel in New Zealand. As the roads are pretty good, the scenery is very good, and you have the freedom to go where you want, when you want. We've got plenty more information about driving in New Zealand, so you can check that out for yourself. So when you visit New Zealand, you are no longer a novice.
Ayan. Siyempre pa, di ba, ano, Tin, yan. Nagda-drive na rin to si Tin. Congratulations.
Galing.
Pero, that's okay.
At ito pa, plenty of cheese. Ito, para mahilig sa mga cheese. And butter to go around. We've already mentioned the scale of farming in New Zealand, and that results in a lot of two things. cheese, at saka butter. A crazy amount of it. How crazy? Well, New Zealand produces the equivalent of 100 kilograms of butter and 65 kilograms of cheese every year for every person. For every person yan ha, in New Zealand.
Wow.
The good thing it's enjoyed and exported to countries around the world because we could never get through it all on our own.
Incredible.
Dami ano ba? Ang butter favorito niyo.
Per tao.
Per tao.
100 kg of butter and 6.5 kg of cheese.
65 kilos. At last po, the force is strong with our people here in New Zealand. We've always been big fans of Star Wars movies in New Zealand, proving it in our enthusiastic attendance of all the films over the years. That's not where our commitment has stopped, however. In the 2001 New Zealand census, over 50,000 Kiwis entered their religion as Jedi. That made it second highest religion in the country at the time and the highest per capita in the world. Wow.
Do you know what the Jedi religion is?
Joe? Ano ba yan? Sa Star Wars yan, di ba, Tin?
Oo. Ay, sorry. Hindi po ako nanonood ng Star Wars. Huli ako sa mga ganitong
force video. Sabi nga ganun. At babo pa po kami magkatuwaan dito at magpatuloy. Pakinggan naman natin dahil Pasko na, nananabik na akong pakinggan. Ang diwa ng Pasko, sinut po yan sa city center ng ating walang iba kundi si Angela Tin.
Ang love. At tayo po'y dadako na sa ating local news at muna sa atin ni Tin.
Yes, Auckland retirees help Northland upend of falling house prices. This is by Denise Piper. While average prices across the country fell 7.5% in October compared with last year, Northland was one of just four regions boasting an increase according to the Real Estate Institute of New Zealand, sabi po. Median prices increased 2.9% in a year to $720,000, the only region in the North Island to have an increase. Pero, real estate agents admit there is a slowdown in sales and inquiries compared with the badness of 2020 and 2021, coinciding with a rise in interest rates. Janine Goldsmith, brand manager of Brim Bay Realty, described the market as normal daw, as opposed to the extraordinary COVID-19 times in 2020 and 2021. Auckland retirees in particular were entertaining on host and the price we priced compared with the super city, she said. Dawn. We have a movement of locals as well as Aucklanders coming up because we live on the coast, and who wouldn't want to live on the coast? Sino nga naman, no? However, Goldsmith admitted many Aucklanders were just looking and were taking their time before moving. Yes. So yung manager ng Barfoot and Thompson, Fangre, Steve Sharp, agreed buyers were being pickier and taking longer to make decisions. Prices have flattened and those selling are now more willing to negotiate than they were 6 months ago. Yan. Sharp said about 65% of buyers in Whangarei were local people, with the rest being mostly Aucklanders, followed by people from other parts of the country. The best sellers were lifestyle properties with modern homes and good sheds ranging from $1.2 million to $1.7 million, he said. Buyers in this range generally have quite a bit of equity, so aren't as constrained by the bank's requirements. Sharp gives the example of a modern 4-bedroom brick home. With five car garaging and 2,500 meters of flat land in Maunu, which attracted interest from Auckland, Hamilton, Tauranga, and Wellington. It recently sold at auction for $1.6 million. $1.6 million. Further north, buyers were looking for privacy and low maintenance, plus a sea view if they can get one, said Michael Healy from Far North Coastal Real Estate, based in Doubtless Bay. He agreed buyers were slow to commit despite a lack of houses for sale in the area. Prices had dropped a little, but nothing like the losses seen in Auckland. Those looking to buy Doubtless Bay were from all over New Zealand, not just Auckland. And some had been buying sight and seen with a video tour of the property. Many buyers had some form of income, such as working from home or contracting, and were moving to the far north for the lifestyle. Mike Beasley, owner of Harcourt Courts, Whangarei, also likened the market to turn to pre-COVID-19 normality. Many buyers were taking a cautious approach, including first home buyers worried about interest rates. So, houses selling well were those that were the best in their price bracket. Basically.
Sa mga bubili ng bahay dyan, di ba?
Oo. At sa mga nagtitindang kapareho ko, naku, ang hirap. Pupunting nag-offer.
Ito po, meron tayong mga tips lang na ibibigay sa inyo galing po to sa Vitality New Zealand. Dahil summer na naman po ngayon, nung 2021 kasi, sabi ng Water Safety New Zealand, there were 273 drowning incidents, both fatal and non-fatal. If you will remember last year, then may mga Pilipino na involved dyan sa drowning incidents, di ba? Like, diba? So, ito po ay isa lamang paalala ng AIA Vitality Ambassador Ian Jones na mag-ingat-ingat po at kung pwede nating i-prevent yung tragedy, bakit nga naman hindi. So, ito po ay ilan lamang sa crucial tips for staying safe around this summer po. Una po, kung kayo po'y mahilig talagang mag-swimming, eh, mag-swimming lessons din po kayo, di ba?
So, ay importante yan.
Lessons, yan po ang number one po sa list para po ma-prevent ang drowning prevention. Sabi nga pong ganun. When you learn to swim, you learn to respect the water. Ayan po. At ideal din po yan sa mga bata. Kasi mga bata, if they are interested in teaching and learning how to swim, pwede rin po silang magpunta sa mga local council or swimming center to see what classes are available for swimming. At meron din po paalala na isa pang tip ay swim between the flags and learn how to spot a reef. So, ibig sabihin po niyan, for everyone has to know the safest places to swim. So, you're not going to get yourself in trouble if you don't put yourself into a situation where you can get into trouble. So, when you swim between the flags, you're not going to drown. Sabi nga pong ganun. So, yan. You have to also spot a reef if you know what you're looking for. If you see a calm bit of water in the middle of the beach with waves crashing on the left and right hand of side of it, then the calm section of the middle is the reef. Oh, yun pala yun. Then natututo tayo dyan. And third po is know the body of water you're swimming in. So, syempre pa po, you must know or approach the ocean, the river, the lake differently. Kasi ang drownings po, pwede rin po sa pool pala, di ba? You can drown. Happen in any body of water. So, there's more salt in the ocean, so you're going to float more than you could, you would in a river. So we love diving off a tree or wharf, but don't dive without first checking what's underneath. Although there are things we must be aware of to avoid tragedies, it's not about stopping the people from enjoying this waters. They just need to be aware of the different risks and approach how to approach them accordingly or differently, di ba? Sabi nga. At isa pa po, huwag po kayong mag-swimming na mag-isa. Never swim alone. As much as kahit pa na confident swimmer kayo or professional, at least have somebody with you or around yung may mga tawag doon. Safe, ano man tawag dyan? Yung mga guard, lifeguard, di ba? So, training in a group can add more than safety, sabi rin ganon. So, training in groups is motivational and camaraderie between swimming group is second to none. So, kung meron po kayong mga group na pwede nyong salihan din, or if you have people that... Yan, syempre pa po, kung mas maganda, may kasama ka talaga mag-swimming, di ba? Yun naman ang maganda doon. So, think about what you're wearing then kapag ka ikaw ay nagsuswimming. So, syempre, yung right wetsuit, di ba? Most of the time. To aid you with floating, ang sabi nilang ganon. And if you can have also some gadgets with you, di ba? Goggles, and then yung floating
jacket.
Oo. At saka salbabida. Lalo ka sa mga bata, di ba? So, yun. Makatulong din yun. So, syempre kasi pagka masyadong mabigat or cotton yung mga damit, hindi rin advisable at saka jeans, di ba?
Lalamigin. Oo, lalamigin kayo.
Eh, saka mabigat siya. So, yung hindi rin maganda yon. And last this is don't get overly confident. Sabing ganon. And meron kasing mga part pa rin ng, lalo na dito sa New Zealand, maalon, no? Maalon. Basta parang... Oo, pag pumunta ka sa mga beach dito, sa mga...
Current.
Oo, yung current, diba? Saka yung mga nagsusurf din. Hindi lang yung mga nagsuswim. Ingat-ingat po kayo. So, yun po, ang remind lang po is don't be so overly confident. So, yun po. Maging responsible po tayo at mag-enjoy din pa rin po tayo ngayong summer. Yun po. Yun lang po ang ilang paalala po para po tayo makaiwas sa mga ganitong insidente. Diba?
Oo. Oo. At narito po ang ating special item, Super Peeps. Kasi po, meron tayong representatives from our country, the Philippines. Ito po ang Pinoy Softball Men Team, the Philippine Blue Boys, na nag-compete po sila sa Men's Softball World Cup 2022. Nag-start po noong November 26 until December 4 po ito, ngayong araw na ito, na nag-compete sila. Yan po ay ginanap sa Rosedale Park sa Avondale dito sa Auckland. Participated in by 12 countries, which were the Philippines, USA, New Zealand of course, Argentina, South Africa, Czech Republic, Cuba, Japan, Venezuela, Denmark, Canada, and the Steelers. Nagkaroon po siyempre ng opening ceremonies noong November 26. And ang first game po ay between USA and the Philippines. And although lumaban ang gusto ang ating mga kababayang Pinoy, they lost to the United States of America team by 1 point. Now, 1 point ang USA, 0 ang Pilipinos. But ibig sabihin, talagang pinahirapan din nila ang Amerika dahil isipin mo, buong game eh 1 point lang. Ayan. And then, yun naman pong Tuesday, yung Philippine Blue Boys natin, they played against New Zealand Black Sox. And yun ang talagang, the Filipinos put up a good fight as well, although they lost 8-1. 8 ang Kiwis, 1 lang ang Filipinos. However, even if the Philippine Blue Boys cannot advance to the next round, they still continued to compete for world ranking until yesterday, December 3. Tonight, their international ranking will be decided. December 1 game po between Philippines and Japan. I am not sure, hindi ko natanggap ang balita, if the Philippines won. But if the Philippines won, that will count towards their ranking. They were ranked number 21 at the moment. And hopefully, how they played this World Cup competition, hopefully tumaas ang kanilang ranking. Ang pinakang mataas po sa ranking ay Argentina and USA. They are on the lead. And maaaring makapasok ang New Zealand if they win against Cuba. Ayan po. Next Sunday na po namin ihahatid sa inyo ang update niya.
Good luck.
Good luck, good luck. At congratulations din. Iba rin kasi ang... kasi hindi masyado pa tayo ganun kaano sa softball, di ba? Pero yung kilala talaga. And pero congratulations kasi nakapunta sila dito, di ba? And representing our country. Another Philippine news po, sabi nga gano'n ng Philippine flag race in New York City daw po sa unang pagkakataon. Nung kailan lang yan? October 28 lang yan. So, naging historical event po yan sa Bowling Green Park, sa sabi ng DFA. O, diba? Parang dahil po yan sa Filipino-American History Month. Okay. Ito po ay pinangunahan, or it is a recognition for the many contributions and achievements of Filipinos sa New York. Lalo na ang mga nurse, doctors, at healthcare workers noong pandemic. O, diba? Saludo tayo doon, tita. We need the immigrant population more than the immigration or immigrant population needs us. Sabing ganun ng mayor, si Mayor Adams. Prior to the Philippine flag raising event, Cebuanos engaging in building unity, perform a cultural dance, and a shortened version of Sinulog Santo Niño Festival was also staged. The Lupang Hinirang and the United States Star Spangled Banner were then sung by the Filipino soprano Meco Manlangit. Ayan. So, di ba nakakatuwa naman po na tayo nare-recognize? Pati dito sa New Zealand, tita, di ba? Ginagawa naman.
Oo. Oh.
Yes.
And every year na raw, they will raise the Philippine flag sa New York.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Every year na from this year.
Nice.
Ayan.
Nakaka-proud bilang, lalo na sa mga Pinoy na naninirahan sa US.
Totoo pa dyan. Pero kamakailan lang po ay nagdiwang tayo ng Bonifacio Day, di ba, nung November 30.
Oo.
So, po, ito po ay 101st anniversary na celebration ng Bonifacio Day. So, yun po ay isang pagkilala sa birth ng Supreme President of the Secret Revolutionary Society ng Katipunan. Wow, ang haba-haba. Bonifacio Day. T. Andres Bonifacio. Diba? So, kaya po nagkaroon ng legal holiday po.
Ang November 30.
Oo. Ayun, November 30. Kaya
kabata sa Pilipinas. Wala silang pasok.
Masaya po ang kabata nung ano. At syempre pa po, unlike Rizal Day, held on the death anniversary of Jose Rizal, Bonifacio Day is celebrated on his birthday. Yan. Because of the controversial events on which Bonifacio was executed by his fellow revolutionaries during the Philippine Revolution. O, diba? Ang Rizal Day po kasi is celebrated on December 30 naman, after a month, diba? Commemorating the life and works of Jose Rizal, our national hero. So, yun lang po ang ano. Magandang ano yan, no? Para makita rin ng mga batang Pilipino kung ano ba yung mga significance nitong mga events na to.
Correct.
Exactly. Oo.
At para mabuhay din talaga ang history, di ba? It will live.
Exactly.
Mapapas sa next generation.
Tita, meron
ayan
ko ba ba
ihanda? Tin, baka gusto mong i-discuss yung Department of Budget and Management.
Ito nga, Od. Department. Ang Department of Budget and Management, or DBM, releases 5.2 billion for 9.8 million. Beneficiaries of targeted cash transfer. Wow.
5.2 billion pesos yan ha.
Pesos. Correct. To cover the one-month requirement of the Targeted Cash Transfer or TCT program of the Department of Social Welfare and Development or DSWD. According to the agency, Budget Secretary Amina Pangandaman has approved the release of the Special Allotment Release Order or SARO amounting to 5.2 billion pesos to the DSWD on November 17, 2022. This was charged against the unprogrammed appropriation, the DBM said. It added that the amount released seeks to cover part of the third tranche of the TCT program benefiting around 9.8 million identified beneficiaries. The DBM fully supports the projects and programs that provide social assistance to our fellow Kababayans. It was the president himself who gave the marching order not to neglect those in dire need. Thus, we will do everything we can in our capacity so that they may receive the benefits entitled to them, Secretary Pangandaman said in a statement. The TCT program grants unconditional cash transfers of 500 pesos per month to the most affected household for 6 months to mitigate the effects of the increase in the prices of fuel and other non-fuel commodities on vulnerable populations. Kia ora, mabuhay!
Welcome na and welcome to
Fika with
Tin
and Glee.
Cheers! Oh, cheers!
Cheers!
Yes!
So today is very, very special, like we've just promised you in our last episode.
Yes, we have a very special guest. This is special because it's our first ever episode to interview someone.
Yes, right? And really, really special because Bunty is a big fan of this.
My partner is a big fan of this person.
Yes, this person. And would you like to introduce?
Well, his name is Yuvraj, but we'll get to know him better. We're going to ask him questions. And yes, so let's begin now.
Hey,
so Yuvraj.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yes.
It's so cool to be here.
Thank you so much for saying yes.
Welcome, welcome. So I hope you're having a good coffee there.
It's lovely coffee, thank you.
So,
for some of you who is not aware, he played the role Cat.
Yes.
In the recent Multiversity
show.
So tell me, tell us about that first.
Yes.
How was the whole experience?
That was so cool. I mean, well, it's where I got to meet you.
Yes, too.
Yeah,
right.
So it's pretty cool. So it was, we started last year, September, August, and we performed in May. So it was honestly one of the coolest experiences I've ever been a part of. I mean, if any of you know me, it's like, I love superheroes, right?
Mm.
And I got to play a kid with superpowers on stage.
Yeah.
So it was like it was pretty much a dream role for me. So it was amazing. I got to meet so many amazing people who now I can call like my best friends.
Aww.
So it was a really awesome experience. It was just so much fun. Yeah.
So you basically started acting just last year.
No. So I have been acting since school, actually.
Oh,
like since intermediate, just, you know, normal school plays, school productions, just doing it as a subject, you know, NCEA and stuff. But yeah, last year with the Multiversity, that was actually my first lead role ever.
Mm. So it was first lead role, but you really slayed it.
I was
really, really amazing.
Yeah, I was very fortunate because fresh from another country, I was able to witness the
show. It was good welcome for them.
That's so cool.
Well, I think that's what made it so amazing because he was so passionate about his character.
Mm.
Yeah.
I love
it. It was really effective.
That's really cool. Now, we have some questions for you, of course. So, for our viewers and listeners, so Yuvraj, are you a full-time student or are you working?
So I just graduated actually in August.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Let's cheers to that.
Cheers. Wow. Yay. Thanks. Wow, that was just last month.
Yeah, it was very recent. I graduated from UOA with a BSc, and now I'm going to be doing a post-grad next year, which is going to be in teaching. So I'm in a bit of a break right now. Mm-hmm. I've got 6 months to myself, so just working part-time, just... You know, having a break.
Yes.
Literally.
Yeah, from
much
studies.
Needed a break.
From
studies,
much needed, yeah.
Yeah.
Because this has been like, what, school, then straight to uni, and graduating. It's like, all right, let's take 6 months back to just enjoy things. So,
yeah. But that's actually good. You always need to have a break.
Yes. Take a break and have
a fika.
But that's quite a long fika. Usually 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah. It's not six months.
But that's nice. I think at the same time, you're also like a vice president in a...
AUTPA.
Yes,
AUT Performing Arts.
Oh.
Yes, shout out to you guys.
Auckland.
This is AUT.
AUT.
Yeah.
Oh, Performing.
Auckland University of Technology.
Yeah, right. That's the one.
Uh-huh. And you graduated from University of Auckland.
Which is weird, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. But that's cool. Now... Since it's obvious that you are coming from a different background, right?
Yes.
You have Indian parents.
I do.
Yeah. So you moved... can you tell us a brief history of immigration?
Yeah. So my parents were originally... Well, they are from India. So am I. I was born there.
Yeah.
And when I was 2 years old... That's when we came to New Zealand. We migrated to New Zealand.
Years old.
Yeah, so I pretty much like I've been brought up here. I don't really remember my time in India because I was a baby.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. So I was. Yeah, so that's when we migrated. A long time ago. Yeah, it's been 20 years now in New Zealand.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. You already mentioned your age.
Yes.
Oh, no.
You're 20. So your brother's 23 years old.
22.
That was a joke.
All right, so 22. So your Raj is 22 and single. No, I don't know. I think,
I am.
So, well, that's good to for our listeners and viewers, right? So, first question. Coming from an immigrant background.
Yeah.
How was it growing up in New Zealand, in Auckland, especially as an immigrant or as a descendant of an immigrant?
I actually thought it was pretty normal because this is the only life that I've seen, if that makes sense. Because, it was relatively normal for me because I went through the schooling process here.
That's right.
You know, all my friends were from here. Like, I had no connections to India that I really miss, because I know people that have migrated later on in life, and they have like a duality where they genuinely miss India or the connections they have there, but I don't have that because I was so young. So it's been relatively normal for me growing up here, because this is my normal.
This is your home.
Exactly. So it wasn't too difficult. You know, I've always felt at home here. So.
Okay. What about cousins? Do you have any cousins, relatives left in India?
So, my uncle and my cousin are here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, and so are my grandparents.
Oh.
So, yeah. Wow. So
all the whole
family. Yeah, so my main family is here. So that's why, again, I didn't have that sort of, like, urge to go back all the time. I do have some cousins and some, like, uncle and aunties back in India, which I do miss a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But when your core family is here, it's like...
There's
nothing really to miss. Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's really true, right?
Yes. But have you been visiting India or from time to time?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We do. Like, every... It's not as often because my parents do work a lot. So just to find time off is difficult. So I'd say we visit on average like every 5 years.
Five years.
I think the last time I went was 2019.
So
it's been 3 years. Yeah, pre-pandemic. Yes.
Okay. That's cool. Oh, well, I think you can relate because your partner is also from India. Yes. So I think you have a lot of things and, I mean, you know a lot of things.
When was the last time you went to India?
2019 as well.
Oh, cool.
February 2019.
You didn't meet there?
No. February 2019.
Yeah,
okay. My company sent me there, so in Pune, in Mumbai, near Mumbai.
Cool.
So I was there in Maharashtra, but it's still Maharashtra.
Maharashtra,
well,
yeah.
Gujarat
is a
state
bit,
as well.
Is
it in the north? Okay.
It's a bit far.
Well, we are indulging in this very interesting conversation.
You can have your
cake.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Grab your. Thank you so much to Glee for preparing this cake. Thank you so much for inviting us to your home.
This is not my house. Well, and, you know what? I have this. I personally. Oh.
I'll just.
Okay. No. Go.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting us to your home, Glee. And, of course, before anything else, we would like to thank our my sponsor, Clear Skincare. They sent me recently the Body Buffing Bar. So this is $40 and it's out now. So thank you so much.
But this is not soap. This is a cookie.
Yeah.
And they also included some lovely cookies over here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Clear Skincare.
Thank you. All right. Back to the topic.
Now, that's just a short commercial. Now, so you mentioned that you felt like this is real. I mean, you feel at home here and you don't feel the longing to go back to India or to visit India every now and then, because this is your home, right?
Right, exactly.
So, because in my mind, I'm thinking that most of the immigrants who grew up abroad, they don't feel that they're different, right? Because they think that this is their home.
Right.
But how was it for you? Have you ever felt different while growing up and studying in school surrounded by mostly Kiwis? Because that time, I think 20 years ago, would be different, right? There were not so many Indians, unlike now. So how was it? How was the feeling?
So, like you said, I do feel at home. Yeah, this is my home. And although occasionally, I have to admit, when I was growing up, there were times where I did feel different to my classmates, obviously, because I feel it has a lot to do with your life at home. Because although, like, my parents have migrated, you know, there are a lot of traditions that we still carry out that are Indian, such as, like, celebrating festivals or, you know, just some religious things that happen. So when I see, and vice versa, when we don't celebrate, like, Kiwi traditions, it did feel like, oh, why are we not doing that? For example, I don't think Santa Claus visited me until I was maybe 8 or 9 or 10, whereas from what I know, it's usually like at a younger age that, you know, Kiwi kids get like all these presents that get visited by Santa Claus. So I never had that. So when like students were talking about like, hey, what did Santa give you? Or what did you do for this particular holiday? I was like, oh, well, nothing really, because obviously we wouldn't celebrate those because those were not the holidays that my parents would have grown up with. So they wouldn't be as, you know, they wouldn't know about it until maybe later on. Like we did, like now we of course celebrate like Christmas and stuff, but it's still in a different way to what other people would do it. So those kind of experiences, like those conversations, I wouldn't be a part of, like at school, for example. So yeah, sometimes I did feel a bit different, you know, especially with like,
what the hell? Okay.
Siri always.
Yeah.
Okay.
Want to be part of the conversation.
Yeah. Siri is talking to us. So that's the problem with AI. So, a follow-up question. So, you said that most of the traditions you were celebrating when you were young were from your parents.
Yes.
What about in school? Did you ever feel different? I mean, with the physical appearance, did you feel like you're different from them? Were your classmates mostly white people or Maori?
Okay.
How was it in school?
So they were, I mean, I grew up in West Auckland,
mm-hmm.
and in those schools, especially in those schools, the percentage of ethnic or Indian people was way less compared. Yeah. So there was pretty much, like, I'd say 90% just like white people or European people. So it was different, but I don't think that I was ever, like, made to feel that I was different. Like, obviously, subconsciously, you know.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yes, I'm Indian, yeah. I'm different. But it's not like there's people telling you that you're different, because that's just not what New Zealand is about, you feel very welcome. Like, no one would ever go out of their way to do so. Like, sure, there's bullying, there's teasing.
Yeah.
That's normal. It's jokes. Yeah. But I don't think I ever felt like, oh, I'm not welcome or I'm different than you.
Or you're secluded.
Never.
You're not one of us.
Never.
That
I
is
always
really,
felt one
really
of,
nice.
Like, I was one of the pack. You
that's
know?
Really
yes.
good to hear.
Yes. Because I've been wondering, because we just moved here, like, I just moved here last year and he just moved here last May.
Mm-hmm.
And we were wondering, because we also felt home here the instant, like, we got here. And we were wondering, how is it like for students, you know?
And for many years ago.
Yeah,
like,
many years ago.
20 or 10 years
so
ago.
So it's really, really nice to know that it's really New Zealand.
Yes. It's so friendly.
The whole country.
Wow, that is really
for
good
sure.
to hear. I'm loving more New Zealand.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Sweden.
Oh.
I'm thinking if I have to. No.
You can really see
it.
Yeah,
well, but that is really good to hear. So, to our listeners and viewers, welcome. Come here and visit New Zealand and see the culture and the beauty of nature as well.
I think you will inspire, like, a lot of students who want to come here to study here.
To study.
Because I think their parents, it's one of the worries of the parents as well.
Yes, being bullied or
being teased.
Somehow secluded, like separated from the others.
No, I don't think so. It's like okay, sure, there is bullying, but I feel like that's at every single school in every single country. Mm. You can't escape it. You know, there is bullying, there is teasing, but it's left at just teasing. It never goes any further than that in my experience, you know? Like, you don't actually feel outcasted.
Okay.
Like, you're always welcome. You're always, like, there's a lot of diversity here. There's a lot of diversity being welcomed.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, yeah, I feel like if anyone is, like, on the fence, you should totally make the move, because it is a really friendly country and you will always be included.
Wow.
That's nice. Well, that's for school. And now that you're working out of school already, how is it like in the work community now? Is there
again,
a difference?
It's literally the same. It's funny because at my workplace, it's actually pure coincidentally, it's mainly Indians, actually.
Oh,
my manager's Indian. A couple of my coworkers are Indian. So,
all right.
It felt fine. But even if it wasn't, it wouldn't have mattered, because it would have been normal for me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Mm. Well, what about...
I think that's the best time to ask. Is it... Like, would you consider, like, more Kiwi or Indian?
Yes,
You ask it.
Well, since we talked about your background, the culture here, that you don't feel separated, how do you feel within yourself? Would you identify yourself as an Indian? Like, having Indian culture or Kiwi culture or mixed, or you just don't want to label it. You just feel like it's just me and this is...
I wouldn't label it, because it's like, obviously I grew up here, right?
Yes.
So I am pretty much a Kiwi, like...
Mm.
I've been told by friends that I'm pretty whitewashed, but jokes aside, like, I genuinely do. I feel Kiwi, but at the same time, because of my parents, there are certain Indian traditions that we still go by.
The
like, for example,
still
we still celebrate Diwali, Raksha Bandhan, Holi, exactly. Like, we still celebrate those. We still keep in touch with our roots and heritage. you know, so there are things that I do that are for, like, that are Indian, right? Mm. But yes, at the same time, I am pretty much Kiwi. So I wouldn't, I don't want to label, you know, it's just, it's a best of both worlds at this point. Yeah.
So basically mixed.
But mixed, yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, mixed. You don't, yeah.
No label.
But it's hard to explain in just one label.
Yeah, that's
know?
Right. Yeah. But I also want to commend your parents for also still instilling the Indian culture, even though, you know, you're basically grown up. Yeah,
Kiwi, yeah.
And
great.
You still know these things, like the Indian culture and traditions.
Yeah. I think it was a very, like, big part in my parents growing up. They never, like, they always, like, for example, me and my brother, we were always taught to speak in Gujarati as well. You know, we still...
Are you fluent?
Yeah, I'm fluent in Gujarati, yeah.
It doesn't sound like you are. I mean, from your English, you're basically like, okay, he's Kiwi and he knows Gujarati. Okay, that would be nice.
Oh, yeah, so see...
Do you understand?
No, if only I know.
Yeah, so like at home, we would speak Gujarati. Like, they would still continue. They would teach us about India.
That's cool.
They would teach us about, like, the... You know, the culture there, like all the different days that we would have. So, yeah, it was big ups to them.
Yes, that's nice. Because I was wondering as well, because me wanting to be a parent soon here in New Zealand, I mean, is it like a big adjustment for our future kids if we instill the Filipino tradition, and then would they feel like confused when they go out? But looking at you, maybe
I don't think it's a good
thing. Yeah.
Because there's as children, I think they will not be confused. I mean, this is just in my thinking that they would not be confused. They will just take it as it is, right?
Yeah.
And they wouldn't really consider, oh, this is something that I shouldn't do, or because you're with your parents, so whatever they do, you do as well.
Exactly.
If you're with the classmates, then you also do what they're doing.
So it's a very natural process.
I think people don't, or children will not get confused.
No, I don't think so either.
And I think there's no peer pressure here as well, right?
Oh, what about that peer pressure?
Like, you don't have to, like, pressure yourself to be someone else just to be part of, like...
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
A community.
No, there's nothing.
Here.
Yeah,
me.
Here.
There's no peer pressure. Like,
which is nice.
People are very, like, you know, calm. And if you want to do something, they're very welcoming.
Yeah.
But, like, if you don't want to, it's completely okay. There's no peer pressure. You can be who you want to be.
Yes, exactly. I think that perfectly explains how chill the New Zealand is and how it is so open to
everyone.
To all ethnicities, whether you're from, from whatever background, then you're welcome here in New Zealand. So, we briefly discussed about your theatrical plays. You were involved in the Auckland University of Technology.
AT.
Yeah, you're vice president, you said, right?
Yes.
Wow, that's a big position, right? So you're actively engaged in these kind of activities. Do you want to become an actor or in Bollywood or maybe here?
See, I would never say no. Like, I'm not actively, like, it's not my profession as if, like, I've not studied that, or I'm not doing it as a job or anything, but I would never say no. Like, I love acting. Mm. It's, like, one of my favorite hobbies ever. Mm. If I could, I would do it as just a full-time job, but it's more complicated than that. So it's pretty much just like a side hobby at the moment.
Side hobby.
Yeah.
But if you were given like equal opportunities for teaching and acting.
Mm. So if you're telling me if I would get like a job, 100% acting straight away. Yeah.
Okay, then I think you should really push through
because you're really good at it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Like what we said in our spiritual episode, right? Focus on your hobbies and you will find your purpose in life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you're for that path
yes.
in acting.
Yes.
Hopefully. We'll see.
Then maybe you should change your post-grad.
I think it's a bit late for that.
You haven't started yet. You're in the breakthrough,
that's true.
Right?
That's
yes.
True. Maybe I should just change my degrees.
Yes, that can be an option. But it's also good to explore things. Yeah. Because life is really...
I mean, you can be teaching.
Yes.
In the theater, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Teaching how to act, right?
Could be.
Directing.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
But I do feel like there's no limitations here, which is such a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because, like, you never get bound to one thing.
Mm.
Like, if you want to do something else...
Mm-hmm.
There's no limitations.
Whatever
it is. Like, you can do multiple things. Like, there are those opportunities that you can do. Like, you can obviously, like, for example, I mean, I was still studying back when we did Multiversity.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no, like, oh, you have to study full-time, but you can't do anything else. It's mm-hmm. always, there's always opportunities for you, which is, again, just another amazing thing about mm-hmm. living here. So,
that's
yeah.
right.
So you can do on the side what... Things you like, right?
Things you like, exactly.
Yes.
And I think that's
true.
Really important because you can't just do one thing and, you know, not have other hobbies. Mm. You have to have something to, you know, have fun with.
Yes.
Enjoy yourself with.
That's
you can't
true.
All just be work, work, work.
Yes.
Yes.
I think that's what I like about here. Yeah, there's no limitations.
Yeah.
So you get to be creative as much as you want. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
Now.
You're wanting New Zealand, loving New Zealand even more.
I will become Kiwi.
Kiwi.
Now, another question. So, let's not move on to so much personal life, but
yes.
more on hypothetical questions.
Sure.
Oh. What is
maybe
that?
Maybe you can try.
Oh, no.
Yes. Since you mentioned that your love for superheroes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
If you were a superhero,
yeah.
who would you be? Who would you like to be? And why?
Like a previously existing superhero?
Any superhero.
Oh, if
yeah.
I could.
Probably our listeners can relate
yes,
to.
Yes.
Someone
yeah.
who's famous.
I would probably like to be the Flash.
The Flash.
Yeah. Have you guys
seen Flash?
Yes.
The guy who runs really fast.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would say he's my. Yeah. He's probably my favorite superhero.
Why?
Mm-hmm. Because of the TV show. He's just such a good person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he genuinely wants to help everyone, and yes, he just has like a pure heart of gold, and that is something I really like. Something. I look up to. You know?
Yeah.
Superman. Superman is bad.
Superman's amazing.
If he has to choose.
I love them all. I love
okay.
them all. Yeah.
How you're explaining, I feel like, what about the other superheroes?
No, they're all good.
They're all good.
They're all good. I know, but there's something about Flash that
you
I...
You ask him.
Oh, sorry. No, but Flash, no.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with Flash.
Okay,
how about Spider-Man?
Spider-Man,
yes. Yeah,
yes.
No, it's... Uh-huh. I actually play Spider-Man.
Yes,
for,
speaking of that,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
I play Spider-Man for Enchanted Entertainment, so shout out to you guys.
Wow, Enchanted.
Yeah. So we do kids' birthday parties
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I play Spider-Man for them. I'd say he's second on my list. I also love
mm-hmm.
Spider-Man so much,
mm-hmm.
and it's so fun playing him. But yeah, I'd say he's second. I still say Flash is number one.
Flash is number one.
Mm-hmm.
I think I should.
Why do I have
a movie?
Oh, he has a TV show.
TV show.
Yeah.
It's out on Netflix, right?
It's on Neon.
Neon.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know Neon.
Maybe I watch different Flash. Because
What did you watch?
I don't know. I thought that it was on Netflix.
It wasn't Philippines.
Maybe, yeah.
Oh,
Philippines. Because
yeah.
My partner is also a big fan of this.
Yeah.
Superhero.
I feel like I'd get along with him
yes,
so well.
For sure. For sure.
No, actually, when I visited the Philippines, I was in...
Oh, you visited the Philippines.
Another conversation. I was in Bali, but that's Indonesia. Oh, my bad. Oh, no.
Okay,
you got so
let's
excited.
Cover ears.
Sorry.
Our listeners, cover ears.
No, Bali is not.
It's Bali. No, because anyway, both Indonesia and Philippines have beautiful beaches.
Yes.
But
yes.
Bali is an island. It's very famous in Indonesia.
Do you love beaches?
Sure. I'm not against it. I'm just not like crazy for beaches.
But how was it? How was it?
It was really cool. It was funny. Wow. I was gonna say when I was there, then Netflix had The Flash.
So the Flash. Yes. Yes,
it's like different countries.
Yeah. Amazing. I felt like there's a vibe here that you're just going to turn into a superhero anytime. It's going to leave. I have to do something.
Just jump out.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking you're 22, young as you are.
Yeah.
And with this Indian background, you know, I've watched in Netflix Indian matchmaking. I'm thinking, are your parents in that position where they want their son, like you're one of their sons, to get married? So
no.
Now, this question: if you would like. So you don't like to get married?
No, I'm saying they're not like...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm still young, man.
If you would like to get married in the future,
yes.
Would you prefer a Kiwi or an Indian or... What is your preference?
Wow, this is putting me on the spot. I mean...
This opens the market for you.
I've had this question before. All my friends ask it all the time. It's really funny. I usually do answer. I'm like, yes, obviously, you know, you'd prefer Indian because, like, you've been, like, you have the same culture, so you can, like, it's just easier to be with someone who's had the same culture. Mm-hmm. So I would obviously prefer Indian, but in saying that, because I have grown up here, it wouldn't be a stretch to say that, like, if someone that wasn't Indian were to come up, that would be perfectly fine because we're not privy to any sort of like it has to be this because we're quite open because
we've
been living here so I would say obviously prefer Indian but I'm open to
like an Indian
now you know
so
yeah, shoot your
to
shot.
The Filipino listeners sorry unless you look like Indian no but you know Filipinas can also become Indians
How does that work?
They will try to learn your culture, you know.
Filipinas are also
give them a chance.
Hey, man, I said I'm open.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's open. That's good. But, I mean, so talking about Indian, an Indian who grew up here or an Indian who immigrated here or who's quite new here? Like, who was born here? How is the Indian
Again,
preference?
It would obviously... I'd prefer someone who, like... Someone like me, who's been brought up here, right? Because you share those same experiences of being Indian, but growing up here, you know? So it's that experience that you can kind of relate to. So obviously I would prefer, but again, like...
It's just a preference.
It's not like an absolutely no or whatever. Yeah, it's just a preference.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, it's not about the nationality or the race. It's about the love.
Mutual understanding.
Exactly. It's not like you have a checklist. It's not like the TV show that you were mentioning that I have a checklist. I'm like, oh, is it this? Is it this? It's like...